Now, a TV advertisement for mobile phone operator Vodafone has once again raised the issue of ethics in Czech advertising, in particular the manner in which women are portrayed. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The ad in question shows a young man going to ask his girlfriend's father for her hand in marriage. Either for a trial run first, the prospective father-in-law advises him, live with her for a month, see how she cooks and cleans, and then make up your mind. The ad refers to Vodafone's offer to let clients test its services for a month free of charge before making up their minds whether to go for it. However, not everyone is amused. Alena Králíková of Gender Studies says they've received plenty of complaints from both men and women who say they find the ad degrading.
We don't like it because it shows a woman as an object, as a servant, as a person who should be tested for a month. If she can cook properly and if she can do the cleaning, etc., etc. So she is kind of given to a boy, to a young man, by her father, who is saying, just, you know, you have to test her to see whether you want to be with her. And we think that this is not the way how to present a woman.
Zuzana Doležalová from Vodafone's press department says the ad was merely an amusing exaggeration that should cause no offence to anyone.
We don't regard the advertisement as being chauvinistic. The advertising spot aims to clarify the nature of the offer that is promoting. That's why try Vodafone services for 1 month free of charge with no obligation and through the use of humor. So it is an amusing exaggeration that should not offend anybody. As a matter of fact, a large part of those who prepared and approved this spot were women.
On the grounds of a number of complaints received, the Czech Advertising Council met to discuss the matter and came to the conclusion that the ad was not in violation of the Code of Ethics. The head of the board, Radek Pokorný, explains the council's position.
According to our experience, Czech people don't have problem with this kind of advertisement.
So you're actually saying that there is a demand for these kind of ads where women are portrayed in the home or as sex symbols, that people, the public responds to them, is that right?
Our authority, our Czech standard advertisement authority, have to follow general opinion of people, and it's the most important trigger how to prepare and how to change our codex. And when a public doesn't have problem with this kind of advertisement, Czech standard advertisement doesn't have this problem also.
So you're saying that if more women start to complain about it, then you will change the code of ethics?
Yeah, if it will be flood of complaints and that we will see that it's a rising problem in the Czech society, we will discuss about possible change of our codex.
So, according to the head of the Advertising Council, Czech women can influence the way in which they're presented in advertisements. But do they care enough to take a stand? Alena Králíková again.
You know, guessing from all the responses that we received, I think that women are now ready to do that, to really say we don't like those adverts because we are not like that. So I would say that the position of women has changed, or their approach to such ads has changed a lot over the last few years, because they are very open in saying we don't like it and we want the ad to be taken away, and we think that this is not appropriate for us to be presented like that.